It's always busy at Ivy Tech, and if it's Ivy Tech Day coming up next week, who better than our great friend Heidi Schultz, the Executive Director of Development, joining us this afternoon to get us all ready for a very important, next Tuesday. Heidi, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm great. How are you doing?
You didn't know you'd have to bring your sunscreen here on a Thursday afternoon. Boy, it's been gorgeous.
No, but I'm not complaining. I will take it.
Well, we've been fortunate at least in the last 6 days to be 70 or better, a handful of days in the 80s. I have to ask, how was your solar eclipse back on Monday the 8th?
Oh, it was awesome. My neighborhood had a block party, and we all viewed the eclipse, so pretty exciting day, yeah.
But not nearly as exciting as the second annual Ivy Tech Day. That's coming up next Tuesday, and we're not gonna black out anything. We want everybody to be there and have some fun. It's an online. Well, you know what? It's only the second one, so a lot of people, Heidi, aren't familiar exactly what is going to happen or what is going on. Well, thankfully, you're here today and can help us out.
Yeah, we are super excited. Next Tuesday, April 23rd, is Ivy Tech Community College's second annual Day of Giving. This is a day when we generate resources for the college's more than 190,000 students. So this is a statewide event. All gifts given to each campus stay with that local campus. So gifts to Bloomington stay in Bloomington. We are helping our students with those gifts prepare to launch into successful careers. So we are working with our industry partners, students, alumni, faculty, staff, donors, and friends of Ivy Tech, who are all invited to come together and donate online to help break down barriers to higher education. But we also have a full schedule on campus as well. So I'd love to share that with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for folks that are tuning in, Heidi, would just like to help Ivy Tech, where does this money go? Can they choose who it helps? How does this all? I know you're in charge of all this, so that's why it's fantastic to have you today. where can this all help?
Yeah, so our gifts specifically for Ivy Tech Day this year statewide will go to our area of greatest need. And so that allows each campus to pivot when they need to support students in the way that comes up. It could be through scholarships, through student emergencies, through a lot of our wraparound services that we offer students. So this is a fund that allows Ivy Tech to move and to help students in the way that they need to. We can meet them where they are when we have those funds available.
Yeah, that flexibility is super important, too. Yeah. You don't have to worry about this silo or that silo or taking it from there. No, not at all.
Right.
So on campus, on Tuesday, coming up Tuesday, yeah, April 23rd, the Day of Giving, what is on the cards?
Yeah, so we have some great partners that day. Mother Bear's Pizza. Go to Mother Bear's Pizza, any location, all day, all night. And they will donate $5 for every large pizza on the 23rd. We'll have a printable coupon for that. Gable's Bagel, so our friend Ed Schwartzman, he has offered to donate bagels and cream cheese so that we can have some goodies for our students and our donors and our guests on campus that morning from 9 to 10. Chancellor Coyne is actually going to be grilling for us. So hot dogs and hamburgers, just a cookout with the chancellor from 11:30 to 1:30. Everybody's welcome. We'd love to have you on our campus. Later that afternoon, we have a fun event with our culinary students, our hospitality students. They are going to be serving mocktails on campus from 3 to 4 p.m. So that will be showcasing some of our students and their creations. And then later that afternoon, we invite you to make a small donation to PI, your local staff or faculty member. So we've got some faculty members who have signed up to get a pie in the face. And during that time, you can also buy a raffle ticket and win a chance to PI Chancellor Coyne at 5 p.m. So just some fun activities to have throughout the day. We'll have a photo booth. We'll have different small things going on throughout campus, but really it's about engagement. It's about fundraising rather than fundraising, and just opening up our campus to all our alumni, donors, partners, and making it a fun day statewide, really.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. I've just gained 10 pounds listening to I went to Yellowwood last week. That was absolutely
delicious. I was going to say, we missed you last week.
No, I was there. I had lunch with my lovely wife. Mm-hmm. Our reservation was for noon, and I learned a valuable lesson. If there's shrimp on the menu, you need to make an earlier reservation. That's all right, though. The Alfredo was delicious.
Did they sell out?
They had plenty of noodles, but they did not have plenty of crustaceans. That's all right, though.
Well, how was your meal otherwise?
Oh, it was absolutely delicious. We had a great salad. She had the Spanish Cobb salad, and I had the Alfredo, and the piece of carrot cake for dessert is bigger than my laptop. And that was delightful as well. So the chancellor is going to get out there in his grilling gear. How many pies? How many raffle ticket pies? How much abuse is he going to take? Is it just one big winner?
You know,
how many?
It'll be one big winner. I don't know what to expect. We haven't done this before, so
I love it.
You can enter as many times as you'd like to pie the chancellor. So,
and the money goes to a great cause. The pieing of the chancellor would be the cherry on top of the friend raising cake.
Absolutely.
That's good that he puts himself out there like that. I wonder if he has a special pair of shoes he wears when he gets pied. I wonder if that's
That's a good question. He might need to bring an extra. We do have a poncho and some goggles for the pieing situation, but he's fair game and always ready to have a good time and engage with students. So he's a great person to have on campus and always supporting all of our crazy ideas. So.
Well, these crazy ideas are great. That's what makes them fun. Heidi Schultz is our guest. She's the executive director of development at Ivy Tech. And on Tuesday of next week, again, all day long, it's a day of giving. And Heidi, for folks who can't come over and sample the great mocktails and have a burger or a dog off the grill, they can still get involved, though. The internet's a wonderful place. It helps us connect with people. You're not going to have a live camera set up, but you'll have a way to donate. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, really, most of our donations that day will come in online. Our board of trustees are all engaged on that day as well. So we've got several community partners who can't be with us on campus, but they are engaged in other ways. So it's a collective giving day, and that can make a really big difference. You know, whether you have $5 or $50, it's that collective day of giving that really can move the needle and help our students in a significant way. So please join us in any way that you can, and we'll follow up and let you know how it goes. We're excited about it.
I'm going to work on the forecast for you. 65, that's the good news, but we have a 50-50 chance of rain. I'm going to try to reduce that as we get closer and closer and closer. But we know you have plenty of indoor space there, including the Shreve Hall and everywhere else. So it's not like like we're going to have to just be quiet or what else to do that. So that is the Day of Giving. It's coming up next Tuesday, April 23rd. All day and all morning on campus and all evening as well in ivytech.edu/giveday, and then click on your favorite Ivy Tech and make that happen. Now, April's almost gone. We're almost to May. We're going to blink through this
almost
weekend.
To May.
When is graduation?
Yeah. It's around the corner. It's May 10th. So things are in full steam on campus right now. You mentioned our hospitality, our restaurant, the Yellowwood Restaurant. Actually, the day before graduation on May 9th, we have the Hospitality Showcase, which is a really fun event. If you haven't been able to get into the Yellowwood Restaurant for reservations, those tickets go quickly, but please join us for the Hospitality Showcase. That's our culinary students' graduation celebration, but it also serves as a final project for those students. So they are really, truly showcasing their best work at that. And so there's lots of really good food. It'll be inside and outside. Tickets are reasonable. They're $40. It's May 9th, I believe 5:30 to 7:30. And you can get tickets at yellowwoodrestaurant.com.
$40 is a steal. It's an absolute steal. Everything is made from scratch. These students make everything. And it is delicious.
Yep, there's quite an assortment. It's beautifully presented, and they've been working really hard during their last semester before graduation. So that is a big event for them. And actually, the funds from that event allows the students to have an experience at an overnight experience at French Lick Resorts to really get engaged in the full range of hospitality from the other side of things. So again, that's another way to support students. And any way to support students that involves food, count me in. So
I'm right there with you. Any if it benefits my belly in somebody else's pocket, that is outstanding, and I can vouch for the creativity and the execution. Delicious, delicious, yeah. Delicious. So you get fed. You also, again, put a couple bucks in the pocket to help make them, we'll get them to better places. Absolutely. Where is graduation this year, Heidi? I know we've bounced around. We had a pandemic in there. We've been to the auditorium. We've been on campus. We did a drive-through 1 year. where are we going on May 10th this time so people can start making some plans if they have folks connected to Ivy Tech?
Yeah, graduation's at the auditorium this year, and so full plans are going full steam ahead. This is my first rodeo. This is my first graduation with Ivy Tech, so I'm excited to see how that goes. But we look forward to honoring all those students who have been working really hard, and it's such a mix of students. We have some students who will be walking across the stage with their associate's degree before they've even walked across the high school graduation stage. So it's a real mix of all of our students. And I know I spoke with a nursing student today who this is a second career for her, and she's graduating with her nursing degree. And she's, you know, it's really inspiring to see these families celebrate students who have been putting in the hard work. So we're excited about it.
A lot of hooting, a lot of hollering, a lot of tears of joy, and well, that'll be a great ceremony. Well, that's coming up in May. We'll worry about that when we get closer and closer. But I don't want people to forget Earth Day is coming up on Saturday, and we know with the little 500 in town, some folks say, you know, that's not my cup of tea. I want to go somewhere else and do something. Well, you've got a fantastic outdoor learning lab that you're going to invite anybody to starting at 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yep, 9 to noon on Saturday morning, we've got our Ivy Tech Outdoor Learning Lab. It's a really cool space. I hadn't spent a lot of time out there, but I know that a bunch of us, including myself, have been working to volunteer and help get some structures out there. We built a little playhouse and a little barn that are out there. They're going to have stations out there with plant identification, tree planting, trail installation, seed planting, beekeeping, compost, all the things Earth Day. And they really have worked hard on this. This is a grant-funded opportunity, this outdoor learning lab, and it's been Dean Sarah Cody has worked really hard on it, and it's fantastic. It's about a quarter acre. It's got a native perennial garden, and it includes a children's garden. We've got trails in our six-acre woods, and a 34-tree arboretum. So this has been a real labor of love for Sarah Cody, and it's fantastic. So we're excited to invite everyone and anyone on Saturday from 9 to 12. It's right off Profile Parkway. Profile Parkway toward 3rd Street, and you can park at the Indiana Center for Life Sciences, which is one of our Ivy Tech buildings.
That's so. Before you get to Daniel's Way, so don't go to Daniel's Way.
Yeah, the address is 501 North Profile. And like I said, park at the Indiana Center for Life Sciences, and the garden's right there on the right. So, you know, if you aren't doing the little five thing, please come out and visit us, because we are hoping to offer that to our community and our Ivy Tech students. We also host field trips for schools and camps out there. So it's been a really neat project.
Absolutely. And it's free, 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 free.
Yep.
Come on out and enjoy it. Absolutely. And you'll have a gorgeous Saturday morning. It'll feel like spring. It'll be sunshine. It won't be hot. But if you're out doing stuff and moving around, That's better than 87. I'll take 57 if I've got to work in the yard, and I have to work in the
That's
yard
right.
on Saturday.
That's right.
You mentioned camps there for a minute. We know that Ivy Tech's summer camp program for kids, that's hugely popular. Parents probably need to get on that. I wouldn't be waiting until May.
Yeah, our camps are fantastic, and I can say that because I've got four kids in elementary school ages, and all four of my kids have done these camps and love them. The younger grades have constellation stage and screen opportunities. We've got Ivy Arts for Kids, which is they get a little bit of everything with that. They get to do everything from painting and sculpture, and clay is very popular. We've got College for Kids and teen camps. We even have camps with Stonegate Arts Program in Bedford. So a lot of STEM options, which are really engaging. I've got two 12-year-old boys at home, and those STEM camps are really engaging. Also, we've got culinary camps for kids, which, you know, if you want...
The quicker you can teach them to feed themselves, they can eat all they want. They can clean the kitchen
That's
up.
Right.
They learn all that. Two 12-year-olds, what, do you have a coupon?
Buy one, get one.
There you go. Oh, that sounds. I bet they don't eat anything, huh?
Oh, no, not at all. No, they're going to culinary camp, let me tell you.
Yeah, they should. That's exactly right. Here's how you make mac and cheese. Here's a quadruple batch. Let's get that covered. Well, these are just some great options, Heidi. And if people want to dig a little bit deeper and see the times and the costs and everything else, where's the easiest place to find all this?
Yeah, it's easy. Just ivytech.edu/CLL, like Center for Lifelong Learning. And everything is on there. Please check that out, because I can tell you the camps are wonderful. All of the ones that we've tried, like I said, we're partnering with Constellation Stage and Screen, and we've got some in Bedford. So it's such a range of subjects and formats. There's really something for everybody.
Excellent. And that makes it fun as well. Fun for kids gives mom and dad a little bit of break, too, in the summertime as well. So make
That's
sure
right.
you're aware of all that. And while you're there, you can check out summer registration for classes. Get ready for fall next year. We'll start working on that next week. We'll make sure we paint that picture for everybody to pay attention. But we have too many things going on with Earth Day on Saturday and the big day of giving Tuesday, all day at campus. What time does everything start on Tuesday? I know people's schedules, they can only get over there for an hour or so, but you'll get started. What, 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's 24 hours. So website goes live at midnight. Things get started on campus right around 9 a.m. But if there's one thing that you want to come to, please join us for the cookout, 11:30 to 1:30. Or if you want to see our culinary students in action, the mocktails from 3 to 4 p.m. Everything's free. We'd love your donation, but really, we would just like to engage with you.
I might come out there and witness a pie throwing, but that's
we
can't do an audio pie throwing. That's that wouldn't connect all the dots. But great job as always, Heidi. I always love catching up with you. Best of luck on raising those funds on Tuesday, and if everything falls into place, maybe I'll sneak out there for a little bit and try the chancellor's dogs and burgers there that he will
absolutely
he will be
yes,
grilling.
Come one, come all. We'll be there.
Great
so,
job,
thanks,
Heidi.
Mike.
Thank you so much, and best of luck with that. And I know I'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.